how did you get interested in exploring this subject matter of Ormus?
Well, when I was a kid, I was a bit of a science fiction fan, and at one point in my life, I heard of an experiences of a friend who had material that a puddle of it moved across the floor toward the nearest person, and if you put it out in the sunlight, it would disappear in a flash of light. If you put your hand under it, it would levitate away from your hand. And I thought, this is the most incredible thing I've ever heard of. This exceeds all of my science fiction fantasies as a child. And I wanted to know more about it. This friend was living in Eastern Oregon at the time, and he was working in on a mine site and stuff here. And it was just the most incredible thing that I can imagine.
Was it being researched and investigated at during that period of time by anybody?
Well, David Hudson was also working on researching this stuff at the same time. In fact, he'd started quite a bit earlier. But my friend and I didn't know what this was. We just knew that it was strange. And we didn't really understand it until I heard David Hudson's lecture about it. And this was just absolutely, working with this stuff is the most, well, it's the most fun I've had since the hogs ate my brother.
You know, it almost sounds like, remember when we were kids, that stuff called flubber? You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it, like every science fiction thing that I've ever heard of, this is as amazing as that or more amazing.
Now, as you began to research it, as you grew older and started probing for this, I mean, how difficult was it to get information on this?
Well, it was quite difficult at first, because my friend Jim, who first discovered it, in my knowledge, didn't have any idea what it was, and it was a bit scary to him because it accompanied him being poisoned with lead and arsenic and other things that weren't specifically related to this stuff. It was just that they happened to be with what he got his hands in. And until we found out about David Hudson in 1995, it was still scary to him.
So that's pretty recent then. That's not really too long.
No, this is new stuff.
Is this?
We're finding that it has relationships to ancient things as well.
Okay, I want to get into that in a second. Is this material, Barry, organic or inorganic?
Yes, it can be organic or inorganic. It is not a carbon compound, although it's probably in a lot of carbon compounds. It's basically the precious metal elements, like gold and silver and platinum and palladium and rhodium and iridium and so on. It's basically these elements in a different form of matter. And, you know, recently they talked about, there's been some news items about scientists creating something called fermionic condensates.
Yes.
Where they get a bunch of atoms down to within a billionth of a degree of absolute zero. I mean, how can you imagine that? A billionth of a degree of absolute zero. That's cold. And they create these condensates of a whole bunch of atoms behaving like a single atom. Well, we think that the Ormus elements are bosonic or fermionic condensates at biological temperatures.
Now, is this what you would call monatomic?
Well,
in
a sense, it may be or it may not be.
And what does that word mean, monatomic, for people?
It means it would be a single atom.
Okay, just one. That's it.
Conceptually, bosons are particles like atoms that have an uneven number of subcomponents. And
Are they freaks of nature?
Fermions have an uneven number, and bosons have an even number. No, they're common.
Okay.
Gold, for example, is a fermion because it has an uneven number of protons, neutrons, and electrons. But lead, which is right above it on the periodic chart, is it lead? Yeah, I think it's lead. Has an even number, so it would be a boson. Well, bosons have different behaviors than fermions. And I don't really want to get into this too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on my website. But suffice it to say that the behaviors of these two categories of matter are strikingly similar to the behaviors that we saw when my friend Jim had his situation with his first discovery of this and with what David Hudson saw.
Well, when you saw this, what mm-hmm. form was it in? Was it a liquid? Was it a solid? Was it a gas?
It can be a liquid. If it's a liquid, there was a puddle of it that was on the floor of a garage, and it moved across the floor toward the nearest person.
It
looked like water.
And it was just coming right at somebody?
Coming right toward whoever was closest to it.
I'd run my...
Yeah. Well, you know, this is Eastern Oregon, and the folks around here a little bit, their sense of humor is a little bit different from that of...
I'll tell you, if I saw a puddle of something making its way toward me, I went, oh, this thing's alive, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that these guys were counting on. They got one of the guy's wives to come out there and sit in a chair near this stuff.
Same thing happened.
She ran screaming from the room, you know.
It's almost like it's magnetized.
Well, what the behavior is it's behaving like a superfluid. Now, this is one of those bosonic behaviors where a bunch of atoms, in this case the water, is behaving like a single atom. And superfluid behavior, they see it in liquid hydrogen or liquid helium, where it will crawl up over the sides of the container and get out.
That's
it doesn't
strange.
Obey what we consider to be the normal laws of physics.
Yeah. No, not at all.